This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Friday. We're a Danette down, and nobody's happier than Fritzy is.
Why do you got to do that?
Paulie is not here today.
Got to stir it up right away.
Yeah, he got started on his weekend early, but Fritzy's here, Seton's here, Marvin and yours truly. It is a Meat Friday. The Traegers are fired up. Chicken fettuccine Alfredo. Sausage and pepper penne, cheesy garlic bread.
Whoa.
Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody.
That didn't sound. Let's try that again. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
That's better. That's better.
Chicken fettuccine Alfredo. Sorry about that.
Todd's a little fired up today. This is Fritzy Friday. I'm just going to warn the audience, if you're tuning in, and I'm not sure how long you stay with us, but this is Fritzy Friday.
Seton had enough of me already. He put up his soccer scarves across the thing here.
Yeah, gotta admit, most days it's a lot, but today it is just overwhelming.
So we have this glass that separates Seton and Fritzy, and we first put it up during COVID. I think McLovin wanted it up. Now Seton has assumed McLovin's seat, and then he has these soccer scarves. Would you call it scarves, I guess?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I would.
And he got like seven of them. And we're hoping to get more soccer scarves so it'll cover up the entire glass window there between Seton and Fritzy so he doesn't have to look at him through that
That's window. Very nice. That's very nice.
So it'd be almost a soccer curtain is what it would be. All righty. Meat Friday. Phone calls always welcome. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dp-show. Calendar, the autograph calendar sold out. You can also get pre-order the Dan Patrick Show 2024 calendar right now, danpatrick.com. First hour brought to you by Traeger. Traeger, the flat rock, flat top grill is a game changer. You can go to Traeger.com, up to 20% off select grills, up to 15% off accessories for military members, first responders. Traeger brings people together for unforgettable memories and meals. Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. We'll talk to Rich Eisen. He will join us from Germany. Rich will be on the call for the Chiefs and the Dolphins coming up this weekend on NFL Network. Washington head football coach Kalen DeBoer will join us. Washington as USC coming up this weekend. And Christopher Mad Dog Russo will stop by a little bit later on as well. Steelers survived the Titans 20-16. Not pretty. And that offense, once again, questions, not answers. And it starts with their quarterback. And normally with a quarterback, you would like to give them a little bit of time. We'd like to have a larger sample size before we go, I know exactly what I have here. I was asked yesterday on the show, do the Steelers know what they have with their quarterback? And I said, no, I don't. I don't think so. Now, I think if I throw in all the experience he had in college, 5 years in college, and now we have over a season and a half for him. So we're looking at about 20 games for Kenny Pickett. I can't argue with a 5-3 record, but Kenny Pickett I can argue with. He's thrown for more than 275 yards in a game just once in his career. He's thrown for multiple touchdown passes in a single game just once. Now, the offense averages just over 17 points per game. He is saved by a Hall of Fame coach and a great defense. But at some point, Kenny Pickett has to make a couple of plays. And they do have some skilled position players on offense. And it's not all on him. And yes, I know the offensive coordinator gets a lot of blame. But maybe it should be shared blame with the quarterback. But Mike Tomlin, it feels like year in and year out, he might be underrated. Year in and year out, you go, yeah, he's doing it again. And you look at the team and you go, okay. You know, T.J. Watt is star power. It feels like they have a couple of stars, right? It just doesn't always appear on a consistent basis. And I think that's the danger because that's a really competitive division. And even though they've squeezed out 5 wins, which is pretty miraculous, it feels like that catches up to you in the end. Yes, Marvin?
Do you think this might end up being like a Jimmy G situation where it's like, man, we have all the pieces except the quarterback that's not bringing us over the hump? I know it's crazy early. He's only in the second year. But do you think that might end up being the case?
Well, you're not quite sure who you have. But, you know, at some point you have to go, is this guy helping or hurting? And I don't know if he helps. You know, sometimes you have a quarterback who doesn't hurt you. And that can be okay. But I don't know. I just feel like when, you know, Mike Tomlin is going to need him to make a play at some point. And as we saw yesterday, that it didn't look pretty. You know, and I'm looking at this game. You know, the Titans, that's the kind of game the Titans can win. Derrick Henry had 75 yards, had a touchdown. Will Levis played okay. I didn't think the defense played well, giving up points at the end of the first half and then to start the second half. But that's a game that you can win. And, you know, you start to look at that and you go, okay, it feels like, as strange as this will sound, the Titans may know what they have with their quarterback more than the Steelers do with their quarterback. But, you know, George Pickens had 2 catches minus 1 yard. How does that happen? As good as that guy is, I mean, they did get Deontay Johnson had a touchdown there. It's been a while since he's had a touchdown, by the way. I didn't realize this, but the NFL record for most consecutive receptions without a touchdown, it was Jacoby Myers. He went 134 catches without a touchdown between 2019 and 2021.
That was tough. That was tough. And he had some that were called back. Like he would get out there, there would be like a holding call or something.
Deontay Johnson snapped that streak of 119 consecutive receptions without a touchdown, the second longest streak by a wide receiver in NFL history. So Jacoby Myers, you still hold the record. 134 catches without a touchdown. And then you look at the Steelers, you know, statistically, this is impossible, or at least you would think it would be. The first team since 1960 to be outgained in each of their first 8 games of the season and still have a winning record.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. By the way, I mentioned the calendar. We have flannel shirts, too. DP Show flannel shirts, and they came out yesterday. They are gorgeous. A lot of great items there for the holidays, and I think a little bit of tailgate moonshine is left for you. We say good morning. If you're watching on Peacock, thank you for allowing us in your life, in your home, and our radio affiliates around the country. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. Seton, poll question for hour one is going to be...
Well, we could start right there with Kenny Pickett. Is he the right quarterback for Pittsburgh?
Okay.
Yes, no, too early to tell? Can it still be too early to tell?
I'm going to take the too early to tell. Because it might be, let me see another offensive coordinator instead of Matt Canada. And then maybe. But, you know, sometimes you get these quarterbacks in a system and then you keep changing, whether it's head coaches and or offensive coordinators. And, you know, it's hard to really tell how good they are. The turnover at OC or head coach, yeah, and how that affects a quarterback. Yes, Ton?
Canada is a little dry with the play calling.
Thank you, Ton. Anything? I said it was a Friday Fritzy. I'm just letting people know.
Oh, my God.
Fritzy sent me late-night sports jokes. Did you guys, well, you probably didn't get this, but I don't know what time he sent it. But do you want to get these out of the way? Because you keep sending it to me. Paulie's not here.
I did send it to you a couple of times.
Okay, all right.
Okay, my bad late-night sports jokes are as follows. I can't help but wonder what type of hay Breeders' Cup horse Proxy is munchausing on before the race. Draymond Green had issues with the Warriors' team chemistry last season. Maybe if you weren't constantly getting called for technical fouls and punching teammates in the face during practice, there might be some more camaraderie.
Okay.
And the Vancouver Canucks scored the first 10 goals of the game at San Jose last night, held on for a 10-1 win. I thought we're supposed to be afraid of sharks.
Okay. Now go back to
late-night bad sports jokes.
Now go back into your corner. Okay. All right. So the Steelers survived the Titans. Victor Wembanyama went off 38-10 versus the Suns. Spurs won the game. And you start to look at the numbers here with Wembanyama. And guys can score. Sometimes you watch guys. Like Kevin Durant is effortless when he's scoring. Like there's just times where you go, it's too easy. And I'm watching Victor Wembanyama, and I do think he will be one of the great players that we've ever seen. I know it's only a couple of games. What, five games? But I think the skill set that he has, this will come down to, can he stay healthy? I think that's it. Now, that's a big if, you know, with these big men. We had Ralph Sampson on yesterday, 7-4. Injuries curtailed his career. Bill Walton, injuries curtailed his career. It, you know, does happen with these big men, and that usually is the one thing that prevents them from having longevity. So Victor Wembanyama goes for 38-10 in his fifth game. The last five NBA players who have done that within the first five games of their career. Larry Keenan was with the Spurs, and he went for 41-12 in his second game. But he did play in the ABA prior to that. John Drew of the Hawks, third game, 41-18. By the way, John Drew, first player to be suspended for substance abuse, I believe, by David Stern. Had drug issues throughout his life, passed away. He was a cab driver late in his life. John Drew out of Gardner Webb, maybe. Fascinating score. Wilt Chamberlain, in his third game ever, went for 41-40. See, once again, we include Babe Ruth's numbers, and we're like, how about that Babe Ruth? Wilt Chamberlain is Babe Ruth. We just don't include his numbers. Like, oh, yeah, who was he playing against? Like, who was Babe Ruth playing against? Yes, Marv.
I'm sorry. I'm a little hard of hearing in the left ear. I thought you said 40 rebounds?
Yes, yes. And then, well, that was his third game. His first game, he went for 43-28, 1959. We don't, like, there's record books for Wilt Chamberlain and then everybody else. But there's not a record book for Babe Ruth and everybody else. We include Babe in the mix there. What else do we have, Seton O'Connor?
Well, we could go with, this is kind of a fun story. What wins more rings in the NBA, systems or players?
Oh, boy. James Harden. James Harden, thank
back.
You.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Come on, lad.
Yeah. Here's James Harden. He was introduced to the media, and he talked about his time in Philadelphia and what he's going to bring to the Clippers.
When I'm in a leash, I'm not in just shooting the basketball every time. I'm in, like, I'm I think the game, and I'm a creator on the court. You know what I mean? So if I got a voice to where I can, hey, coach, I see this. You know, what you think about this? Then it's like, oh, okay. Like somebody that trusts me, that believes in me, that understands me, that I'm just not a, you know, I'm not a system player. I am a system. You know what I mean? So, somebody that can have that dialogue with me and understand and move forward and figure out and make adjustments on the fly throughout the course of games. That's all I really care about. You know, I mean, it's not about me scoring a basketball, scoring 34 points. I've done it already. So that's what I meant by that.
So he says he's the system. He was part of a system with Philadelphia, but now he is the system. He used to be the system prior to when he got to Philadelphia, when he was in Houston. But you know what? The system isn't the solution. His system doesn't work. He's statistically wonderful, Hall of Famer, but the system doesn't work. And he can be a great regular season player. Him and Russell can be a great great players for the regular season. And then you can say to Kawhi, take your time off. Paul George, take your time off. Get ready for the postseason. That's what it feels like James Harden is going to give you. But he's been the system. The system doesn't work. When he was the system in Philadelphia, he was wonderful last year. And then when Doc Rivers joined us last week, and he said things changed when James didn't make the All-Star team. And that changed him, and it changed the future of the 76ers and James Harden, because then he wanted to go back to being the system. You can't play with Joel Embiid and want to be the system. Tyrese Maxey, to me, is a better player than James Harden as far as who I would want on my team. And I've said before, I loved watching Harden because nobody had ever done what he was doing, how he was doing it. But you know what? If you're going to pound the ball and it's about you, and as long as your teammates are okay with that, then fine. But when you say you're the system, you used to be. You're not anymore. And having awareness here. Chris Paul has awareness. I'm coming off the bench. Yes, you are. Carmelo didn't have awareness. He's like, I'm not coming off the bench. Yes, you are. Dwayne Wade understood his role with LeBron when LeBron came to town. When you want to have success, everybody has to understand their role. I hope everybody with the Clippers understands their role, because James is the system, apparently. All right, we'll settle on a poll question. Phone calls always welcome. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show. We'll take a break. We'll check in with Rich Eisen. He'll join us from Germany as we get ready for the marquee game of the weekend. And don't sleep on it, or make sure you're not sleeping. Wake up. It's 9:30 a.m. Eastern when we're going to have the Chiefs and the Dolphins from Germany. We're back with Rich. Your phone calls right after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Friday music theme, Beatles. Whether it was the band itself or solo, or maybe Fritzy wanted to put out their Paul McCartney, Michael Jackson song. Were you thinking about that?
I almost went say, but I didn't.
Of all the Beatles songs, Beatle-related songs, you would have that one.
But I didn't pick that one. I picked something else.
Band on the Run. So Paulie's not here, but who would pick Band on the Run? Seton, I'm going to go you, Band on the Run. Marvin, I'm going to go with you, Band on the Run.
0-2.
Fritzy, I'm going to go with you.
Heck yeah, Band on the Run.
Okay. But that's Wings with
Paul McCartney and Wings.
Yeah,
Paul McCartney. I had the 45 record. It was like Apple Records or whatever. There was like a big green apple on the little record there, and I loved that song.
I think they were, that was the label, Apple.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I just remember a big green apple. I was a little kid in my old phonograph and playing Band on the Run with a big green apple spinning around in circles.
Yeah, that was the record label.
Very cool.
Okay. Thank you. I like how he says, I think you're right. Seton, what's the poll question we're going to go with as we wait for Rich Eisen from the NFL Network joining us from Germany?
We've got a couple up there right now, Dan. We put up, is Kenny Pickett the right quarterback for Pittsburgh? Yes, no, too early to tell. And what wins more rings in the NBA, systems or players?
Okay. Well, if you said the Celtics system in the 60s, that worked because everybody became a Hall of Famer and everybody won championships with Bill Russell and Red Auerbach. So that would work. How many systems do we really have? Because guys don't stay together.
Well, the triangle is the big one, right?
That's a system.
That's a doozy. That won a few rings.
Okay. Could the Bulls have won a couple of rings without the system of a triangle offense?
We'll never know.
You're right about that.
We'll never know.
You're right about that.
We'll never know if the Lakers would either.
Yes, Marvin.
It wasn't working before. Mike was scoring 80 points a game.
He didn't score 80 points
in my story.
No. Why do you exaggerate? Fritzy's the one who exaggerates. Just tell me, you know, legitimate numbers.
He was only averaging 37. Sorry.
Do you know how long it took Michael to get the numbers that Victor Wembanyama had in his first year? So Wembanyama goes for 38. Michael needed 9 games, not 5 games. He went for 45. And 10. LeBron needed 84 games to get to those numbers. Shaq, his 32nd game to get to 38 points. David Robinson, his 55th game. Akeem, his 20th game. Dirk Nowitzki, 171 games before he got to those point totals that Victor Wembanyama had last night. Let's get to Rich Eisen, popular host of NFL Network and The Rich Eisen Show, available on Roku. Rich on the call. Dolphins Chiefs from Germany. That'll be Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. Dan Orlovsky and Jason McCourty will be part of the broadcast. And Rich joins us now. Let me hit you with the first question. Do the Steelers know what they have in Kenny Pickett?
I think what they have in Kenny Pickett, yeah, they have a kid who's still, you know, learning, growing, and has a knack in the fourth quarter that if he's close, he's going to get it done. Like, it's kind of like Pickett time in the fourth quarter. So keep it close. They've got a great defense. They don't take nearly as many risks as maybe they should with such a great defense. They play close to the vest. And in terms of what they have with Kenny Pickett is just a guy who's still learning. I mean, I had Jared Goff on my show the other day, Dan, and I said, you're the perfect guy to ask. How long do you think it takes for a quarterback to be evaluated? Yeah. I mean, when he went to Detroit, we all know everybody thought he was basically being excommunicated there. And Detroit, if they were ever going to get good, would probably have to go with somebody else. At least that was the general sense of things. And look at him now. He said 3 years. I just don't think that may be realistic in this day and age. But so I think that's what they think they have in Pickett.
Yeah, it feels like they give you 2 years. Used to be 3 years, and then these rookies in their third year would get to play. You know, they held him out for at least 1 year. It was rare when it didn't start. But I'm not sure what they have, but that offense has been bad. Like it's Pickett's thrown for 275 or more once in his career. He's thrown for multiple touchdowns once in his career. Is it him? Is it the system? They do have some offensive weapons there. Is it the offensive coordinator?
I think you ask a Steeler fan, they give you the answer who it is.
Yes.
You know, they blame Canada like it's, South Park, or Team America. So bottom line is, does it matter, I guess, at this point in time? I guess it matters if you're going to end up taking on either one of the teams that I'm going to be seeing here in Germany. You're going to end up having to put up 21, maybe 28 to win a football game.
Yeah.
And that seems to be a challenge for them. But right now, despite being outpointed outgained, right? I think I saw that on Schefter's Twitter account today that they're the only team in the history of the NFL to be outgained as much as they've been outgained through eight games to have a winning record through those eight.
Yeah.
And that's a testament to the defense and probably Tomlin, I would say.
All right, give me the storyline. Obviously a marquee matchup that you have in Germany,
yeah.
But what do you think the one storyline is, the major one is?
I think the major storyline is this Dolphins offense against the Chiefs defense, because the Chiefs defense has been the unit that has this team at 6-2, which is remarkable to say when there's Mahomes and Kelsey on the offensive side. But it has been Spagnuolo's defense that has carried the day so far for the Chiefs. And they're known for playing man-to-man coverage. And we had our production meeting with Tyreek Hill yesterday and asked him if he expects to see man coverage. And he smiled, So that's it right there, is how will this Chiefs defense cause Tua to hold the ball for the proverbial extra second? And if they do play man defense, what happens when their former teammate comes in? We had a conversation as a production staff with Travis Kelce yesterday, and I even said to him, hey, are you telling any of these young kids on your defense? There's a ton of first and second year players on that defense in the back end who were not on the team when Tyreek Hill was practicing against them. Do you tell them, get ready, because there's no simulating this? And he laughed and he's like, I believe in my guys. He gave the I believe in my God speech, but he understands, and I think everybody who has a set of eyes understands what happens when the cheetah gets out there. And he'll be there, and it'll be that's the key, I think, to this game.
But there's fast, and then there's fast guy. When a fast guy says Tyreek Hill is fast, then it resonates with me, because there's a lot of guys who are fast, but there are guys in the NFL who are really fast, and then they talk about Tyreek Hill fast.
There's no simulating it in practice. There's no getting ready for it. There's just only experiencing it when you see it. And we just came back from our meeting with Mike McDaniel of the Dolphins. It was just awesome chatting with him too, Dan, just to, get to hear him talk and his philosophies and things of that nature. And the thing that he talked about Tyreek Hill, not just his speed, but was his smartness, his brilliance in understanding the game, and how he worked on fundamentals this off season that he's putting into play right now. And I asked him what he meant by that. And he talked about how he could position his feet pre-snap and also read defenses in a certain way, with the understanding that Tua is trying to on the fly adjust to the fastest player in the game and what he's doing, and how there's a connectivity between Hill and Tua that didn't exist last year. And I think we're seeing it. And again, that's why I choose this as the key to Sunday's game.
Rich Eisen, NFL Network host. He'll be on the call with Dan Orlovsky, Jason McCourty. That will be Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern from Germany. He, of course, is the host of the Rich Eisen Show on Roku. How did the Raiders fix the Raiders?
Oh, gosh. Great question. I think what they did on Tuesday was a start, that it clearly wasn't working. And fixing it is to find, I think, the right coach, general manager combination. And the one that I mentioned on my show, if I was the owner of any team in the AFC West, my first order of business when interviewing a head coach is, how are you going to stop Patrick Mahomes? How are you going to keep the Chiefs from beating our brains in? And the guy I think that might have the answer to that is Lou Anarumo, the defensive coordinator in Cincinnati. He's the one who has actually done this and done it effectively. And, you know, he also is from Staten Island, my hometown, and also a hometown of your wife's, you know, and maybe the guy whose dad sounded like he was straight out of Brooklyn, because he was, might actually want to go to that sort of mentality, that sort of system. And a guy who's like, I know how to beat Mahomes, or at least do my best. Let's figure out a way offensively to find the right quarterback, because I think for sure it ain't Jimmy G, and start from there. It's very easier said than done, but that would be my plan if I'm Mark Davis.
The tricky part with this, when we elevate a coordinator, yes, they deserve it or they should get an interview. Not everybody should be a head coach. Josh right. McDaniels is not a head coach. He's a coordinator. And to be a head coach, you got to be a CEO. And not everybody can do it. You can be a coordinator and be it's like being a pitching coach, where you go, man, Leo Mazzoni's an unbelievable pitching coach, but he's not, you know, Bobby Cox. Sometimes you know what you do well, and then we try to elevate you and to go, hey, Eric Bieniemy deserves a chance. Okay, deserves a chance to be interviewed, but is he going to be a head coach? I think we get into... We hire people sometimes who aren't ready to do it, or they're just not capable of doing it, even though they're really good at being an offensive or defensive coordinator.
Then I guess that is the key of what you would have to unearth when you're doing these interviews. Again, just having met with McDaniel, obviously that's in my mind because it was just about an hour and a half ago. Clearly he understands the scheme and football. He was talking about how he was focused on being a head coach in the NFL when he's called it obsessed when he was 4 years old, is what he said. He just remembers that's all he's wanted to do. So clearly he has a brilliance when it comes to scheming. The question was, what about the CEO portion of it, as you mentioned, the relating to players portion of it? And he, at one point in time, when Jason McCourty, who is part of the team, as you mentioned, talked about scheme and how that's worked with Tua, he stopped. This is what it was. How he said that the Chiefs defense, McDaniel said, is excellent at so many other things, but they haven't seen everything yet, is what he said. And he kind of looked, as McDaniel would, comedically around the room. And I even said, like, that sounds like a line that deserves some theme music to it. And McCourty followed up, assuming he meant scheme, and McDaniel stopped him. And he said, actually, what I was talking about that the Chiefs haven't seen is an accurate thrower of the football who throws left-handed. And he pushed back saying it's the players that make this work, and it's him as a coach whose job it is to make them great in their small window of time. Yeah. And how he takes the responsibility on himself for the players. And we were kind of sitting there, even Stacey Dales, who is part of our broadcast team. And when I say even Stacey Dales, I'm referring to the fact that she, a great player at Oklahoma, her jersey's in the rafters, and is somebody who spent many successful years in the WNBA. She said she never had a coach who sounded like McDaniel when she was in the pros, and how she would have loved to have played for someone like him. Now, the question is how did the Dolphins know that that's that sort of guy that you're referring to, Dan, right? Like, he sounds like he's got everything as a coordinator, but what about, or a schemer, what about that portion? And I don't know if he showed that to Stephen Ross in a meeting or whatever, but he's got it. And the question is, how do you determine that? You're right. It's a key question.
I'll leave you with this. Mike Florio on Pro Football Talk put this out there a couple of days ago that –
Yeah.
Could he see the Commanders trading for Bill Belichick?
Right.
And
yeah.
Belichick come in and, you know, the new owner, I think Ron Rivera will be replaced. But if you brought in Belichick, Lombardi ended his career in Washington, D.C. But could you see Bill Belichick wanting this challenge and that they would trade for him?
Well, I'm seeing him here next week. We're sticking around in Germany for Colts and Patriots. I'll try and glean that for you, but I don't imagine he'll wear it on his sleeve, DP. But
is he different, though, Rich, in those production meetings? If you're there with Belichick, is he a little more effusive where...
I have not had a production meeting with him. I did spend 2 days with him on the set of the NFL 100 and NFL Films, and he was just a dynamite, awesome storyteller and completely different from the guy that you see on the podium, 100%. But my only sense of it is if the Commanders' actions of the trade deadline were in fact born out of some form of money ball or some sort of, you know, the process that Josh Harris has brought from Philadelphia. That's a general sense amongst the, you know, information community that there were some number crunchers and let's get more draft picks as opposed to hanging on to the players that you hope your draft picks are going to turn into in Sweat and Chase Young. That if this is the philosophy that is in fact ruling the Commanders' decision making, is that a spot that Belichick wants to go to? I don't know. You know, like there's a lot to come out in the wash here. But I don't know the answer to that question. Obviously, nobody does. I find it hard to believe Belichick anywhere else, quite frankly. But we'll see. I you know what? We were talking about this on the car ride over to the Dolphins facility with Wembanyama doing what he did last night. And like, you know, Belichick must be looking around saying, how do I get one of them, you know, in my final years as coaching like Popovich got? Can he get Caleb Williams? Can I get Caleb Williams, you know, like the same way that Pop got Wembanyama? So, again, we don't know how this is going to play out for the Patriots and what draft choice they're going to hold and anything like that. But it just if they're making decisions based on, well, let's play Moneyball, let's get all these draft choices, I don't know if that's Bill's bag or not.
Good to talk to you. Thank you, buddy.
Same to you, DP. Yeah. Thanks, brother.
All right. Rich Eisen will be on the call, NFL Network. It'll be 9:30 a.m. Eastern. And that'll be the Dolphins and the Chiefs. Dan Orlovsky, Jason McCourty, and Rich Eisen Show Monday through Friday from noon to 3 Eastern on Roku Channel. And it's the 20th anniversary of NFL Network this Saturday. I remember when Rich came to me, and we were at SportsCenter, and he said, they're starting the NFL Network. And he was kind of, he wasn't sure where he was going on SportsCenter, if he wanted to do that or this challenge. It's going to be in Los Angeles. And I remember saying to him, I said, do it. Like, you're the host of NFL Network. I didn't know what that encapsulated, but I thought, you're going to be the host of NFL Network. Why wouldn't you do that? And I remember when he decided he was going to do it, and I'm thinking, oh my God, I hope he didn't take my advice that he made the decision. But he made the right decision. It's been a great career move by him. All right, Play of the Day is up next. Your phone calls as well after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromise and also uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Oh, my God!
Check this out.
Pickett in the shotgun. Gets the snap. Looks right. Deontay Johnson wide open. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. The Steelers marching 92 yards to take the lead.
That's Deontay Johnson's first touchdown in what, a couple seasons?
Yes.
119 consecutive catches without a touchdown. Prior to that, that's courtesy of the Steelers Radio Network. And that is your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Kings Hawaiian. Every Sunday, a Slider Sunday for recipe inspiration, kingshawaiian.com. Marvin, this has to be you doing Say, Say, Say.
Yeah, because I knew about this song before I knew he was a Beatle.
Oh, you didn't realize that Paul McCartney was singing with Mike and that he was a Beatle?
No, well, because the Beatles were before I was born. This song.
Well, there's a lot of things that happened before you were born, but you're aware of them.
Yeah, later on. Okay. But I was like, oh, this Paul McCartney guy. You're like,
Beatles music is the theme today, or Beatles related, since Fritzy had Band on the Run with Paul McCartney.
And Wings.
And Wings. Thank you. Thank you. And Marvin with Michael Jackson. Fritzy was going to do Say, Say, Say. Is that why you had to change yours?
No, it was always Band on the Run, and then I was thinking at the last minute while I was in the shower, actually, strangely enough, this morning, Say, Say, Say might be a good choice. But I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go with my instinct, Band on the Run.
Now, Paulie's not here today. Did he give you a Beatles song?
He did.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. Seton, update the poll results, if you can. First hour.
Yeah, sure can, Dan. All right. What wins more rings in the NBA, systems or players? You want to guess?
I would say it's players.
It is players, yeah. 72%.
Yeah.
And then, is Kenjamin Pickett the right quarterback for Pittsburgh? Your answers are yes, no, or too early to tell. Do you want to guess that one?
too early to tell.
No, sorry. That's in second place with 40% of the vote. 46% of the vote. Big fat no.
Oh.
Maybe recency bias.
All right. And what did you call him?
Kenjamin.
Kenjamin Pickett?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
I believe that's the proper for Kenny. Kenjamin.
Kenjamin?
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was Kenneth.
Well, for some of us, it's Kenjamin.
Luciano in New York is back. Luciano, what do I need to settle? What debate do I need to settle today?
Morning, couple.
Hey, bud.
All right. Marvin Peace King, what up, son? And to the good fellas, Todd Seaton, wherever Polly's at, what's it about?
Okay.
All right, couple, I would be remiss if I didn't start off by telling you literally just how impressed the brothers were with the way you handled that barbershop grenade that I put in your hand last week, further confirming that we made the right decision when we opened the book and made you capo di tutti capi of the Black La Cosa Nostra, a.k.a. the barbershop. All right, so the debate I need you to settle, and actually there was a question that you posed last week that was the impetus to this debate. You asked King Marvin and the Goodfellas, who's the poster child for NBA Hall of Famer that would be deemed to have had a disappointing career based on the hype coming in?
Yeah.
And almost like it was scripted, the barbershop yelled at Patrick Ewing. Nobody mentioned Patrick Ewing when you brought that up.
Okay.
So that being said, it sparked this debate, and it went on for about 2 days. A little more civil than last week. When the story of the NBA is being told, who's going to be deemed to have had a greater impact on the NBA? Phil Jackson or Pat Riley?
Okay. Phil Jackson or Pat Riley? Both played. Phil was part of a championship team. I think Riles was part of the Laker team that won with Wilt and Jerry West. Both did it in a couple of places. Phil no longer doing it. Pat Riley still with the Heat. Yes, Marv.
Pat Riley as an executive also?
Yeah, got to factor that in. Coach, executive, or GM. Yeah. Man, I'd love to know what these two think of each other. I'd love to know if there's a rival, because Pat Riley is as competitive as anybody I've ever met. And he's what? Is he in his 80s now? I mean, he's still going. He still wants it badly. Win another championship. Yes, Marv.
Pat Riley is 78.
Pat Riley was a thing. You know, Phil Jackson was never a thing. Pat Riley on the sidelines with the Lakers, like he was a brand. That Michael Douglas used that character for Wall Street. The look, he wanted to be Pat Riley. I think Phil gets credit, but I think his players and Michael Jordan and Shaq and Kobe get more credit. Whereas Riles, I thought, kind of was getting a lot more credit than his players were. So I would say Riles. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, my grandmother loves Pat Riley.
Just the look of Pat Riley?
Yes. Pat Riley, Victor Newman from Young and the Restless. Those are her two guys. She was like...
And Victor Newman was a decent coach, you know? Yeah. I think he coached Cleveland a couple of years.
Yeah.
I would say Pat Riley. I think there's more of an aura about, you know, there was the Zen master with Phil, but he wasn't dynamic. Like, there wasn't dashing. He was just 6'10 on the sidelines. And it felt like Phil just let those guys go out there and play. Riles was really involved with the Lakers, too involved with the Lakers. Felt like that they were ready to, like, Riles, we're tuning you out. Yes, yes, Marv.
And then coming to the Knicks and doing the complete opposite of what he did in Showtime with the run and gun, and they were just ground and pound with Ewing and Oakley and all those guys.
And they got to the NBA Finals. That wasn't a good team. And they didn't have Ewing there for the Finals.
They were up 3-2.
Yeah. That was fun, though.
It was.
That was fun.
Man, he squeezed as much as you could squeeze out of a team back then. Yeah, I'd say Riles. And he was a great player at Kentucky. In fact, he jumped center when they lost to Texas El Paso. I think Riles jumped center. Yes, Todd?
That Gordon Gekko Wall Street look in the suits from Pat Riley, just so awesome.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome. All right. Love that slick hair.
No, he had a look.
Don't mess with him.
Was...
Did he have a pinky ring? I was wondering.
I don't think he had a pinky ring.
He should have had one.
All right. We'll talk to the Washington head coach, Kalen DeBoer. All this guy does is win, and he's got a showdown with USC coming up, and he's got a Heisman Trophy candidate, maybe the leading candidate, and Mad Dog Russo will stop by.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.